is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Northern California, where police say a gunman opened fire at a religious elementary school. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
When they arrived, law enforcement personnel determined that there were two students who had sustained gunshot wounds. Both of them boys, one age six, one age five.
The children are in extremely critical condition. The sheriff's office says the suspected gunman, who shot himself to death, had just met with a school administrator about enrolling a prospective student. Officials say the shooter had no prior connection to the small school. Still no sign of a gunman who killed the CEO of United Healthcare outside a hotel in New York City yesterday morning. Correspondent Naomi Rockham says investigators are going over surveillance video and other possible clues.
Police say he eventually ran on foot down an alleyway, fleeing on a bicycle. Investigators also believe the suspect left evidence behind at a Starbucks just moments before the killing, which could provide critical information about the shooter's identity.
That evidence, a discarded cup. The search for a grandmother who went missing after she set out to find her lost cat near Pittsburgh is now a recovery effort. Officials believe she fell into a sinkhole linked to an old coal mine. State Trooper Steve Lamani.
We have not been able to get any type of location of her as of yet, other than to know that we're virtually positive she's in the mine.
A constitutional amendment takes effect in Missouri today, restoring the right to abortion in the state. CBS's Shauna Mizell.
Missouri is one of five states where ballot measures related to enshrining abortion rights saw success. And it's going to join other states like Kansas and Ohio that voted for abortion rights despite having conservative-leaning state governments.
A new accusation of genocide in Gaza.
The 32-page report from Amnesty International alleges that Israel's war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip constitutes the crime of genocide under international law. It's the first such determination by a major human rights organization, although some academics inside and outside Israel have voiced similar concerns. Israel's foreign ministry is calling the report fabricated and based on lies. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
S&P futures down 3. Now to the upper limits of fertility. 74-year-old Wisdom, a Laysan albatross, returned to the Midway Atoll Wildlife Refuge last week and found a new mate. The result, her first egg in 4 years. It's expected to hatch early next year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll start to warm up, getting to 50 this weekend. Strong winds combined with light snow made for some brief whiteout conditions yesterday, but accumulation was minimal. Temperatures will rise through today and tomorrow with highs near 50 on Sunday. On April 1st, voters in Racine will be presented with a referendum. No joke. It's seeking a $1.5 million increase in the city's tax levy for the fire department. The increase would mean an estimated additional cost of about $54 a year for the owners of a home valued at $175,000. The measure aims to secure necessary funding for the fire department operation. Kenosha police say the gun a 16-year-old had at school was hidden in a sensitive area. A Snapchat post led to the arrest of a 16-year-old student at Indian Trail High School for bringing a gun to campus Monday. Police initially failed to locate the weapon during a search at the school. It was later found concealed on the student during a jail search. The incident has prompted a review of safety protocols. The school doesn't currently have metal detectors. Racine County welcomes the Christmas choo-choo this weekend. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train is making its much-anticipated return to southeastern Wisconsin, bringing festive cheer and live musical performances. There are two Racine County stops Saturday night. First in Sturtevant at 7. The train then moves on down the line to Caledonia for an event at 8:15. People are encouraged to bring donations for local food pantries. The annual event, now in its 26th year, aims to combat food insecurity. And the Packers play tonight on WRJN. Pregame gets going at 5. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks' winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won five in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Our passes were really late.
College volleyball. Six players from the Badgers women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team. And for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight on what to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. I think over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and breezy today, but the wind will die down a bit by this afternoon. Our high right around 29, the wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, 14. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We're back in the 40s to near 50 by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Baseball is played on a diamond in a park. The baseball park.
Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium.
Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life.
Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error.
Whoops.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she's
She gives me a sign that she wants to make time. Stop. I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop. I stop. Lightning is striking again. Lightning is striking again.
Luke Christie, Lightning Strikes. Local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics as well. WRJN. Thanks for joining us. It's a cold morning. Yep, clear sky, 12 degrees right now at Radio Park. Sunshine today. As a matter of fact, it's going to be nice weather right through the weekend. Sunny today with a high near 29. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 15. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with a high near 31. Saturday and Sunday, sunny both days. Now get this. Saturday, sunny with a high near 41. Sunday, sunny with a high near 50. That's as good as 80 in my book. Once again, it's clear 12 degrees right here at Radio Park. Oh, what a way to wake up this morning. I love CCR. It's 611 WRJN with Creedence, Clearwater, Revival. Here's Proud Mary.
You left a good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Clean a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on painting. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, 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 rolling on the river.
Tina Turner's version of that song, too. I want to play it slow, then fast. That was a good version, too. CCR, Proud Mary, 614 at WRJN. Zebra striping. I am so out of it when it comes to terminology on either the dating scene or the drinking scene. Zebra striping is a term, it's a new term for an old idea that can help keep you sober at your next holiday party. It's when you alternate between alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks. In other words, you can't have two boozy drinks in a row and possibly lose your job. So I got to tell you a real funny story here. I'll tell you later. At a Christmas party, what our chief engineer once did. I'll tell the story later. Right now, Wendy, the Association, 614, local news, timeless hits. And now, some Christmas classics, too, right here at WRJN.
Cindy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of eyes. And Wendy has wings to fly above the Wendy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Wendy has wings to fly above the clouds. Down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment. Everyone knows it's Wendy, who's driving down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment. Everyone knows it's Wendy, who's driving down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees, who's reaching out to capture a moment.
The Association and Wendy, local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. We have one coming up in a few moments here at WRJM. So two legendary jingles are celebrating 50 years this year. The Meow Mix jingle, I think that's the one that goes, meow, 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 I like tuna, I like liver, please deliver. I think it's that one. Anyway, that's the one that gets stuck in your head. The other is the Oscar Mayer jingle. You know, the one that my baloney has a first name, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Oscar Mayer is celebrating the 50th anniversary of that jingle with a contest where fans who can recite the entire thing by heart can get paid. Now, if that's you or you're willing to learn it, here's how it works. Go to singtopay.com and enter your information along with a video of you performing the jingle. Now, the deadline is December 15th, and it doesn't matter how good or bad you are because it's just picking winners at random anyway. Not going to judge you on how well you sing. The prize, free bologna, along with the rest of your groceries, up to $50. Now, my thing, what can you buy at the grocery store for $50? What kind of week's groceries can you get for $50? Think about it. Nothing. And they talk about $50 worth of groceries. At least when we give away prizes here, you can, you know, really use them. Speaking about prizes here, we've got tickets to give away. I think next week we're doing it. Yeah, tickets to the Racine Theater Guild to see their latest Christmas production. Yeah, you can win those tickets next week right here at WRJN. But first,
on your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999 when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Had a bleeped word there. I have to figure out what he was going to say. Pete Schwabba, tonight, every night, 6 to 8 o'clock on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540. We'll be right back.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The third day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Lee's Deli. Try signature subs like the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Or today's special, the 6-inch or 9-inch Meatball Bomber. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Frosty the Snowman, local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too, during the holiday season at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today, a beautiful day. Highs near 29 degrees. Get this, by Sunday, 50 degrees. And you were going to put that barbecue away. Come on. Clear and 12 degrees right now here at Radio Park. You wouldn't want to be wearing this if you got pulled over by the cops. Miller High Life this holiday season is selling a new cologne called Barfume. Instead of perfume, it's Barfume, B-A-R. It's supposed to make you smell like a dive bar. Now, who would want that? Why would you want to smell like a dive bar? I can see a dump bar, but not a dive bar. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Here's Paul Simon.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Julio down by the schoolyard. Paul Simon, local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics too at WRJN, where it's time for moron news. A 32-year-old guy in Virginia got arrested after he tried to steal $1,400 worth of stuff from a Walmart while a shop with a cop event was going on. Now, there were 50 cops in the store and 40 cop cars parked outside, but this guy thought this was the perfect time to steal from Walmart.
Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face,
up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space.
keep a telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble brewed. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
King and the Drifters up on the roof. I once played basketball with Benny King. That's a story for another day, though. listen to this. Barry Manilow has accepted a lifetime residency in Las Vegas. Lifetime. Does that mean he's going to be performing there for the rest of his life? He said yes. This is it. His last gig for his entire life. 6:31. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll start to warm up, getting to 50 this weekend. Strong winds combined with light snow made for some brief whiteout conditions yesterday, but accumulation was minimal. Temperatures will rise through today and tomorrow with highs near 50 on Sunday. On April 1st, voters in Racine will be presented with a referendum. No joke. It's seeking a $1.5 million increase in the city's tax levy for the fire department. The increase would mean an estimated additional cost of about $54 a year for the owners of a home valued at $175,000. The measure aims to secure necessary funding for the fire department operation. Kenosha police say the gun a 16-year-old had at school was hidden in a sensitive area. A Snapchat post led to the arrest of a 16-year-old student at Indian Trail High School for bringing a gun to campus Monday. Police initially failed to locate the weapon during a search at the school. It was later found concealed on the student during a jail search. The incident has prompted a review of safety protocols. The school doesn't currently have metal detectors. Racine County welcomes the Christmas choo-choo this weekend. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train is making its much-anticipated return to southeastern Wisconsin, bringing festive cheer and live musical performances. There are two Racine County stops Saturday night. First in Sturtevant at 7. The train then moves on down the line to Caledonia for an event at 8:15. People are encouraged to bring donations for local food pantries. The annual event, now in its 26th year, aims to combat food insecurity. And the Packers play tonight on WRJN. Pregame gets going at 5. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, the weather didn't necessarily help, but we did find success with this year's Wisconsin gun deer season. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. We'll get some numbers for you next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Surprise! We had good success this year during Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season. Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer program specialist, and he said the harvest numbers even surprised him because of how late the hunt occurred this year.
I guess what makes it unique this year is that the factor that we expect to influence the gun season harvest is that we had the latest possible opener that we can have on the calendar. And that usually has a negative effect on the harvest compared to the previous year, and that didn't happen this year. And it's a combination of we had a down harvest last year to begin with, and so it was a little easier to beat it. But we also, coming off of a mild winter last winter, that helped too. And so hunting opportunity or harvest opportunity was a little better this year.
Jeff Pritzel, he is the DNR's deer program specialist. By the numbers, hunters registered 189,622 deer harvested this year. That's up 5.2% from last year and up 1.2% from the 5-year average.
With over 60 years of experience in the auction business, Steffes Group is the trusted source for buying high-quality equipment. From farm and construction equipment to transportation and land, Steffes Group auctions feature a diverse selection of assets for whatever your needs may be. Bid with confidence, knowing that Steffes Group's team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to view their upcoming auctions and start bidding on the equipment you need today.
And the Wisconsin Farmers Union, happy to celebrate the grand opening of their Market on River. This is their headquarters for the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Market on River provides Chippewa Falls with a food hall, event venue, residential and community gathering space, as well as the Wisconsin Farmers Union headquarters. The ribbon cutting for the big event happens tomorrow at River Street in Chippewa Falls. Just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. More available anytime, MidwestFarmReport.com, and do check out all of our interviews on our playlist. I'm Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy and breezy today, but the wind will die down a bit by this afternoon. Our high right around 29, the wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, 14. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We're back in the 40s to near 50 by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
You know, I used to say that I didn't care what other people thought of me. And I realize now, looking back, I said that at the height of my popularity. Hey, if I look older than when you saw me last, it's because I'm older than when you saw me last. And also, I stopped doing Botox and filler. I used to do Botox and filler back when I didn't care what other people thought of me. I'm here because I love doing stand-up, I miss doing stand-up, and I like making people happy, and I do care what people think. I think we all care what people think. We can say we don't. We can pretend we don't care what people think, but all it takes is trying to parallel park in front of a crowded outdoor cafe. The deep shame you feel when you give up and drive away. Even if you're meeting someone there, you're like, I'm so sorry, I couldn't make it. And they're like, yeah, you did. I was sitting right there. I was watching you.
Tonight, I'm taking a fine sight and some of the strings of my kite. think I'll just take your glasses.
I know what you're saying. Rosen, shut up. You're wrecking the song. I was waiting for that line for 2 minutes and 53 seconds, and you wrecked it for us. Frontier Airlines adding a new premium section to their planes for what they're calling first class style seats. Sort of like a first class-ish seating section. But not really first class, right?
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, granny, go, granny, go, granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Lady from Pasadena, local news, timeless hits, now some Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. This is why I would never be able to be a cop. Cops in Illinois saved a pregnant woman who was speeding down a dead-end road in a runaway car. This happened Monday morning. Her brakes wouldn't work. She couldn't turn off the engine. Her 911 audio was intense. They pulled in front of her and let her crash into the back of the cop car. No one was hurt. But at the end of the road was a freezing cold lake that she would have plunged into. So it could have been worse. Whoa! I can never deal with something like that. I'm telling you, it's a good thing we have police and people that want to be cops, because I don't think I can handle it. Sunny today, highs near 29. Right now, I got a clear sky. The sun's coming up. It's 12 degrees here at Radio Park.
Rescue me.
rescue me.
Bontella Bass, Rescue Me. I think from 1971, right? It's 646 at WRJN Local News. Timeless hits now, some Christmas classics as well. We have one coming up in just a few minutes from now. All right. Kids have a lot of questions this time of year, and you could probably guess the common ones. Here are the top 10, though. You ready? Is Santa real? Yes. Now stop asking. What if we don't have a chimney? Don't worry. Santa has his ways. How does Santa deliver presents to all the kids in one night? Magic. How does Santa fit down the chimney? Ozempic. How does Santa know if I've been good or bad? He uses Alexa to listen in. What if I'm naughty? Will I still get gifts? Well, you better start being good, effective immediately. How does Santa's reindeer fly? Magic. Why don't I see Santa? Don't worry. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. What do reindeer eat? Well, they eat moss, ferns, grass, fungi, and carrots, if you leave one out. And can Santa's sleigh really fly? The answer, yes. NORAD tracks them each year. There's an app that lets you watch Santa as well, flying through the world, delivering gifts. So if you want to, just go to NORAD on Christmas Eve. You'll see exactly how it works, huh? 647 at WRJN.
This holiday season, make memories that last a lifetime at Gateway Classic Cars. Make this special time of the year merry and bright. Explore our spacious showroom packed with vintage cruisers, roaring muscle cars, trucks, and exotic dream machines. With a stunning selection and knowledgeable staff, Gateway Classic Cars is your destination to find a timeless, stylish gift for any classic car lover at any age. Visit the showroom on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia or gatewayclassiccars.com, where holiday dreams take the wheel.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. For a limited time, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, storm.
Christmas with Andy Williams. And you remember the old Andy Williams Christmas specials? They used to be on TV all the time. Yeah, they have a DVD of them. And I got it out of the Racine Public Library. They had a the Andy Williams, they had clips from all his Christmas specials over the years with the Little Osmond family. The Osmonds got their start on the Andy Williams show. And they're just little kids on the show. So it's kind of fun going back and watching those Andy Williams shows. Yeah, yeah, that's a lot of fun. Okay, here's a fun fact for you if you're baking this holiday season. Pound cake. You making some? You know where it got its name from? The original recipe called for a pound of butter, a pound of eggs, a pound of sugar, a pound of flour, and somebody said, you know what? I can't think of a name for this cake. And the other person said, how about pound cake? And that's how it all happened. 6:53 at WRGN Local News. Timeless hits. And now, got some Christmas classics for you, too, this holiday season. So right now, we've got the Stones, Painted Black.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Hear that song, I think of the movie The Devil's Advocate with Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino. Al Pacino played the devil in the movie. Whoops, I think I just gave away the plot. They had that song in the movie. I think it was over the closing credits. Hey, guess what? This is odd but true. Two-thirds of the people in the world have never seen snow in real life. Two-thirds of the people never seen snow before. Now, I was going to say, invite them here to Wisconsin. They can see plenty of snow. But I'm looking at the temperatures of 41 Saturday and 50 on Sunday. I don't see any snow in the forecast, do you? I see the rain. I see the park. And other things. Here are the Cow Sills.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. She simply caught my eye.
I love the girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.